Thank you for calling. Is this Amelia?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
You got an email.
Hello? Yeah. You there?
Yeah, now I'm ready. Yeah, but you gotta eat and then because I gotta do my meeting right now. And it's better to stay inside what I'm doing with this call. I'm on this call, I'm about to do this call. You gotta stay in while mommy's on the phone. Because I cannot watch your guys. I gotta stay focused. And you're gonna stay inside. You hear me? You gotta listen to mommy.
Was that your kids?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, what was that? I'm gonna. Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
My book. I got my book right here.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
So the last question that we left off.
Yes, last time we discussed two questions. Now we are moving on to the third question, which was describe your school life. So we are going to continue from there. Okay?
So the school life was in Panama was uniform. And they give you it was like one classroom in the school in Panama. It was every subject that you take is one class. We don't change class. We don't go to different class. You stay in one class, and the teacher will go. So different teacher will come to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we have like a history, or we have like history. We didn't have so much like him. Bilingual class. We just had a regular like history,
science,
physics,
maths, English.
Science, maths, English. Yeah, regular, but no. In the particular area of Panama City, but they had a base.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, they transferred me to the base to learn English.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular school, when I was there, before I came to the United States, I was surprised I didn't have to wear a uniform.
Okay.
That particular, the military base in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
After that, because they transferred me, I went to the military in order for me to learn a second language.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that process, my mom decided to send me over to strictly come to the United States and study and graduate in America. That way I would have a better future for me and my kids. No, it was just for me. So I have a better future for me. And it was good. When I came to the United States, it was no uniform. So everything was I was surprising to me because I had to go to different. I have to go to different classes. Now the teacher didn't go. It was like the opposite. Now it was the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to different classroom when in Panama, my country. When I was in the base, I didn't quite understand it, but I got the understanding in how the American did it. When I moved into the American, I was in the classroom with American in the ninth grade. The ninth grade, because we did the ninth grade. Yeah, in America. I finished my ninth grade. I finished 10, 11, 12. So I did my ninth grade in Panama. Then I did 10, 11, and 12. In America.
Okay.
Yeah, 10, 11, and 12 in America. Yeah. So it was like I had to go to different I had to move from grab my backpack, my books. There's a different story too. In my country, you don't have lockers. American culture, they have lockers for you to store your book bag, whatever your books in my country, comparison, there was no lockers. You have to, you put your book bag behind, like on the side of you, mm-hmm. and that's it. It was no necessity. And I figured that America gives you more choices,
mm-hmm.
more open, more big, more. Mm-hmm. And the food was free. The lunch was free. In my country, you have to buy food.
Yes.
Yes. You have to buy the lunch. And then for America, I said you got to go on the line for lunch, and you get free meal. I'm like, wow, free breakfast, free mm-hmm. lunch. I said, wow, this is good. That was good. That was the good two things. I love the best. That then I got to have lunch with my friends in school. We got. At 8 o'clock in the morning, all my friends from school got together, and we ate breakfast together, and we talked about what classes or our day, how it's going to be, and which class we had to go, and which what we understand about this subject or this subject. We just talked about, in general, everything. It was so nice.
Mm-hmm. So you like the change that you faced in the United States?
I like the change. Yeah, I like the change because it was no uniform. Everything was a locker. Oh, wow, the locker. Wow. And the free breakfast, free lunch. Wow. It's just like, wow. In my country, you have to pay for everything. Because, it's like based on income-wise, like they don't have that. The government in my country, they don't have that facility to facilitate the school with free meals. American culture, wow, they give you everything. Wow, that's the best thing I could have. That's the best thing they could do, for the school. And they leave you so the student could focus and don't worry about a meal. If you wasn't able, when you go home, to eat something, they make sure that you, if that was your last meal, you was going to be good, mm-hmm. even though it was like the breakfast was at 8, then lunch was at 12. Then by the time you left school at 3, you were starving. But anyway, that was supposed to go home. But at least they give you those two main meals, that it's the best.
Good. Okay, that pretty much describes your school life. I believe you made a lot of friends as well when you came to the United States mm-hmm. and you started schooling.
Yes,
there.
It was different culture, African. I mean, my friend was African, Colombian, Chinese, Asian, every culture, every country. I made friends with a lot of people, all internationally. That school mm-hmm. was the best school. Well, yes, I would say that's the best school I went to because I met a lot of people from different countries. So mm-hmm. it was like unbelievable. To see and to know, and they speak their language, and then I started learning, and they just taught me some how they say certain words in the language. But it didn't stay with me. But at least I learned and. I learned some words. I guess the word that stayed with me was salakum, salakum,
okay.
Whatever. That's And then the Chinese Mandarin. I know I remember something, but I can't remember right now. But it was so fun.
Yeah, you turned it for fun.
Mhm.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the next question. What were the hardships that you faced growing up? Were there any financial hurdles?
Yeah, it was financial. financially, because that's the reason why my mom tried to go to school. She wanted to do better for the whole family. She see the struggle that her mom, that my grandma went through. So she wanted to, my grandma, and then towards the end, my grandma also finished, my grandma, is led by example. She also finished her degree with teacher, being a teacher. So my mom didn't want to let my her mom,
mm-hmm.
like didn't want to fail her, so she go to school. So she went to school for.
Okay, and anything else that you would like to add into this question? What were other hardships that you faced growing up? Anything else? Any other?
Yeah, like I wanted to do. Yes, I wanted to do some activity like karate. I loved karate. I saw people, one of my uncles had karate or something like that, but they needed to pay. My mom told me when I wanted to do karate. So I was the youngest and one of the hyper ones at the end. She thought I was like, oh my goodness, if you know karate, you're going to be hype. You're going to want to learn technique with everybody. And she's like, I don't want to put you right in there. And then she told me, like, well, I really don't have it right now, too. But she was like, as a joke about it. But then she was telling me, well, I don't have it financially. I don't know if she was making a joke. She was really telling me. She didn't want to tell me that she didn't have it, but she wanted to make it not sound too bad, like, well, you are too high that you're going to be too excited. But if someone talking, she told me, I don't have it. It's not on my budget.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, later on, then she told me, well, later on, if you grow up, maybe you could pay for yourself. That's what she told me. But right now, I don't have it to offer you that ability to for you. But she didn't want me to feel too bad about it. She just basically like, yeah, I was a baby. I was spoiled. But she wanted to give me everything. That's the reason why I was the only one. Out of all my kids, all my brothers and sisters, that she took. She's like, you're my baby. I got you here to the United States because I wanted you to see maybe while you coming here, you could help your brothers and sisters to come to the United States because you are the future to them.
Mm-hmm.
See, maybe you could help them come to the United States because since your father is American, maybe you are the key for the family to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was one of my mom.
Okay. All right. So that was one of the things that you faced growing up, okay? And mm-hmm. as a child, what did you want to be when you would grow up?
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Lawyer. And why?
Lawyer defends people. Defends people. I see a lot of people doing bad things. Well, I didn't really know. Look, what happened is I love to watch Matlock. You can mm-hmm. put that in the thing. Matlock was my favorite show. He's an old guy who has his suitcase, always dresses nice with the suit and tie and everything. And mm-hmm. he always professional. He always like so serious and wanting to do things by law.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to do things by law to protect and do the right thing by people. So that was my thing that I saw him doing. Hold on a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, so you wanted to be a lawyer because you watched this show and you got inspired from that. Why didn't you continue the studies to become a lawyer? I mean, you came to the United States, so why didn't you pursue your career?
Yes, I was. This is the thing. I was in the process of going to college, and then once I graduated high school, I had a scholarship because I was good. I was an A and B student. I had a scholarship. But you know what happened? They told me with that scholarship, I needed to leave in campus. It was a paper college, and I was going to leave my mom. But then at the time, I said, Mom, I'm going to leave you. You're going to be okay? And my mom said, yeah, I'm going to be okay. But Mom, I felt she was sad. I felt mm-hmm. she was like crying. So I'm like, okay, I will never leave you. And, you know, I should have left because at this point in my life, hold on. Let me go to the car. I want to go to the car. Yeah. Wait. Do not go outside. I'm going to be right back. Stay right here. Okay. I'm going to take care of my mom. I should have left back then, but my mom, crying, but not crying at the same time. Like, you know, you can see somebody's face. But then I did tell my mom, I'm not going to leave you. I would never leave you. And then I didn't leave. And then I decided to go to school to take a trade to do something, to do like an accounting or something, like it's gonna, not going to require me to leave or go far away from my mom. And okay. that shot to my dreams after that. And then I never accomplished my dream. And now I was living, I got caught up with life and met people that wasn't really, I was still naive, mind you. I was still, my mom was like, there, but she was not really there. But she was really letting me be growing up, like 20, 21. She just letting me have friends. I was already finished college, so I was like, looking for somebody that care, because my mom, she cared, but she just like wasn't there for me. As an advisor for me, like, she was just care for me, like, she was caring for me, like, I'm there, I'm here for you, no matter what. But she wasn't caring, like, I'm going to give you an advice to what to do, like that, certain things. Or if I get into, if I met somebody, she never talked to nobody. Like she never confronted nobody. Like, okay, this is my daughter. If you want to be with her, she was just my support, like my, I guess my, be there support. But it's just like since I was already an adult, so she was just like letting me be, and that just was so. Probably I didn't. After that, like a few couple mistakes because you know, mom was just she was there. She always been there for me. And I said, well, that to this day, I regret not going because she said, then now she, after that she told me, oh, you should have went. I would have still be there for you. I would have still be, and I know she would have. But my thing was like, I saw her face and I said, then I will never leave you. And then listen, up to this day, up to now, since I graduated, I got married. I left, and my husband took me to different states. We left different states because he told me, "Oh, you don't want to leave your mom." And I say, "I don't mind leaving my mom now. Like I really, I travel to two different states, and that what made me realize, like, wow, I should have, could have, would have, before I met my husband. If I had a good degree, maybe my life would have been different. If I would have continued with my dream, I would have continued. I would have. Now they're telling me. Okay, now they're telling me. If I were to study for a lawyer, now that I'm 40, it would take me like 8 years to finish. 8 years, four. And by the time I finish, I'll be 50. And then I'll be probably 50, 51 or something like that. Would it still be worth my while? I'm going to school now, but I was thinking of taking accounting. But I did take a course before. The school that I went to, the trade that I took before, it was supposed to be accounting, but in reality, it was paralegal. It was a paralegal study that they put me through. So I really did paralegal. I did like a lot of typing, but I did a lot of accounting. They instruct you, they show you about the accounting world. So I have in a certificate, because I thought it was, they trick people into having, that school that I went to, they trick people, that school is closed right now because they trick a lot of people. A lot of people got tricked by the school that I went to after school. Okay. I went to community college, but then I found out about this great school that you could be 18 months and then you finish the program faster and then you get your then you could go and work you'll get a good job, but they treat people into saying that, but that school was really lying to a lot of students, so they. Right now they are closed. They closed. They shut down. They closed that. So they closed that school. A while ago because I'm registering now to go to school. Back to go. I was going to school right now online, but I decided to go to school on. I decided to go to school in person. So then I get to see the teacher. Because the school that I'm going to today, they told me that the school that I went, the PGA school, that was a school that was scamming people. So, wow, all the studies that I went there. So it was like scamming people. In the meanwhile, like, I was trying to get ahead, trying to get a degree. And not following my mom. You know, I'm kind of like, wow, I'm one of my, brother, sister, they are college graduates. So I'm the only one that have to have a college graduate degree. So I wanna, like, you know, after, you know, going to different processes, and then I thinking that I was gonna be, they're thinking that my mom was gonna miss me if I wasn't with her. But she was, I was just being like loving and caring for my mom, and I still do. I love her and care her. I love for her. I care for her. That's the reason why, like I said, Mom, I will never leave you. I'm always gonna be with you, no matter what. I will never, you know, the way she, you know, I wanted to show her that the same love that she showed me when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to show her now, but it's the same token that I should have gone to go to school, and then when I graduated and get my degree, then I could show her, like, because then I could help her better. Because right now,
right,
she needs help. Yeah, she needs help, but now she's like, okay, but you don't have a good job. My mom, she's like, oh, my goodness. Then she's like, oh, I have to help you still. So now I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm sorry that you have to help me. And then she's still saying, you need a good job, girl. You need to find a better job, mi amor. That's what she called me. Mi amor, my love. You need to find a better job, my love, because you need to feed your kids now. Because I'm a widow. My husband passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. So I'm a single mom trying to get ahead now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And how many kids do you have? When did your husband pass away?
I have two kids.
Okay. And when did your husband pass away?
So 2021. September 2021. Last year.
And how
last
have
year.
You been managing everything? I mean, what are you doing now for a living?
Oh, I'm collecting Social Security. I was working at a gas station. Before he passed away, I was working at a gas station. And after that, I took call for a couple of weeks when he passed away. Then I was deciding to go back to school a long time ago. Before he passed away, I told my husband, hubby, I need to go to school because it's not looking too good. I already could tell the way we was living. He was struggling to make ends meet. He was struggling to make it ends meet because he was moving houses to houses. He was had a job, then they lowered his pay, then it was a start over to a different state, and it was like up and down all the time. So I told my husband, please, let me go to school. I could help you. Like, I could help you in the future. Now, right now, you won't see it right now. You're going to see it in the future. Now, I was so excited to go to school. He said, oh, my goodness, baby, you have to work right now. You have to work because I need you to help to work. I said, but I was working at Walmart, and I was making good money, and the benefit was good. But then after I had my second baby, I had to drop. I wasn't working as much as I used to because I had the baby, the second baby.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was like, oh, it's a chocolate for him. And he went into depression. And then after that, I said, let's go back to family. So when we moved back to family, he was hanging in with the wrong friends. Hanging out with wrong friends that didn't care for him, and when we first started dating, my mom, he used to live with my parents. We used to live with my parents before, but then he cut the bridge. He burned the bridge with my parents because he did stupid, silly stuff when he was living with my mom. So now my mom said, you can't come back to my house no more. So when we came back, he wasn't able to stay with my mom. So So that's why he was making dumb mistakes, and then he was doing silly stuff, and then ended up dealing with drugs, so he overdosed.
And how did that happen?
He overdosed. I don't know. He got this. He was supposed to get this money, and I guess he crashed his car, and they was gonna give it this lump sum, and with this money, he was supposed to be together and. I said, yes, out of that money, whatever, 340, they were supposed to give 4,000. Out of 4,000, I said, give me 1,000 so we have it to move out. But his friend got into his mind, and he made him spend his money and drugs. And he just went and spent this money. And I wasn't with him. When that happened, I wasn't with him. You see, what happened is I wasn't staying with him. I wasn't living with him. I just know that his money came. I don't know where his money came. Well, I know after the fact that after he died, I know what happened. I found out what happened because he was living with his friend.
Okay.
And I found because he didn't talk for a couple of days. No, because when we moved back, he was trying to find a place to stay, so he stayed with his friend.
Okay, so were you guys fighting or something? Was there any disagreement?
No, it wasn't disagreement. It was the fact that we needed to go back to Philadelphia. I was living in North Dakota, and the only person that it could take us was my mom. But my mom said, "If you come back here, I don't want him in my house." So I said, "I'm sorry, we can't be together, but my mom don't want you in the house. So you're going to have to find somewhere to go, YouTube, because I was already finding a place to stay. It took me 7 months to get a house. It took me a couple months to take a house. He got depressed. He got depressed and he thought that we wasn't gonna live together. So he just got that money and spent it and overdosed. I didn't find out until because he usually will go one day without calling me, and that's fine. So I thought he just was not calling me because, you know, he's just not calling me. But I found out the next day he didn't call me. His friend called me, and he said something. Kenny wanted me to tell you something. I'm like, my heart dropped because that's not Kenny. Kenny never wanted to tell me nothing. You know, and I'm like, something is weird. Now my heart dropped. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was horrible. Horrible. And then he said he came to tell me. I had a feeling something bad happened to him. Maybe he was in the hospital or something, but I never thought he was that. He was dead. You know, because that was his friend, he would have never gone to die. He should have called the police, the ambulance, call somebody, make sure he's still alive. Money is not everything. Money does not make people living. Money is gold. You have it today, and you don't have it the next day. You know, money comes and goes. Yeah, but the life of people, the human beings, it will matter.
Important. Yes, that is true.
And that's why I wanted to. Matt loved when I was younger. He was like, he inspired me. Like, wow, he's defending the right people, always for the right. And I didn't know that there was really, really bad people. I was just seeing what defense. Oh, he's a good Dodger. I want to defend people. And then when I got to the United States, they told me it was different type of lawyer. What do you want to do? Defend criminals? Defend this one? Defend that one? I was like, wow, it's a lot. And then I was like, maybe I would defend the innocent. Mm-hmm. But who knows who's innocent? But you have to prove it guilty. Unto proven guilty. Sounds like that. Yeah. So that's. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. But they just. They're telling me that I'm too old now. But you know, it's never too old when you want something. You know.
Yeah.
No, we're never too old.
You're never too old.
When you want
to
something
learn
in life,
to study. You go for it.
Yeah. Just go for it. You're never too old. You can't tell somebody, oh, you're too old. You're going to die soon. How you going to tell people?
Exactly.
Let me tell you, you're going to die soon. Yeah. People, you know, people die because they think. If they think they're going to die, they didn't die. If you think you're still young, I'm still going to live. I have ways to go.
Exactly.
Yes.
I have a friend who actually completed his bachelor's at 40. So, I mean, you're never too old to do anything. He went back to school. So you should, get motivated and you should go out there.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So what are you planning to do? I mean, how do you plan to raise the kids? Are you planning to marry again? Or what are your plans?
My plans are now, I want to go back to school. I want to show my kids that I'm going to lead by example. I told my kids, if I find somebody else, just know that I'm not looking. If God put me somebody in my path, it's okay. But if I stay by myself, then that's okay too. But I just know that when y'all left me, I will be sad. But that's okay. But I said, I told my kids, you know what? When you graduate from college, if you get a scholarship to go to college, go to college. I will be here for you, waiting for you. I said,
exactly.
Go for it. I will tell them, go for it. Don't say, oh, mommy, I will stay with you. No. I'll still be here. Go for
exactly.
it.
Make your future.
I will encourage them to go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would not be like my mom.
Get a degree, plan something. So, you know, at least they won't have to, you know, struggle like you.
Yes. Because I don't want them to see. I saw the struggle. I know what it is. Have to go to welfare to degree. You're depending on the government to survive, you know. You can't pay a rent. That's, like, so hard, you know. And then you have to live in certain environments. That's not may not be safe, but you have to, like, okay, let's be, you know, calm about it and be happy because, you know, God is good, but at the same time, you have to, like, there's, like, it means, like, it happened for a reason. We have choices. So, okay, this is my choice that I have, but it doesn't have to end right here. I have a lot of choice to go. So I don't have to stay here. I could still go to college and get my education and still be somebody if I want
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Yes. Just enough to stay here.
There's nothing wrong with that, and you shouldn't wait, Amelia. If you are planning to do that, you should find alternate ways, search up some colleges, see if you can afford the fee, and get started with that.
Yeah. I'm already fully applied with financial aid. On Monday, I'm gonna follow up with the school and see what is my choices and see if I could start register for class and stuff like that, because I really gotta put my foot down and keep going because it is me. I have to live. I have to stay living in this world, in this earth, and I'm not gonna live in this earth to be dependent of the government. And
exactly.
You know, I have to see somebody.
Exactly. Become an independent woman and become something for your kids. Leave an example for them so they can follow your footsteps and do make you proud one day, you know?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Amelia. I think that covers chapter one. So for chapter two, they already have a recording. You remember the initial session that we had? And it was very much detailed. So I'm going to ask them to finish chapter one and then chapter two, and then we will begin with the interview session when they send us new questions. Okay?
Okay, good.
Okay, all right. I'll be sending you the draft.
And I'm thinking about it. after this book, I'm thinking about writing a book about my being married to my husband, like falling in love, finding the right one, the right man, you know, love, falling in love, something about love, right man, love, and other people who feel like, wow, she fall in love with the right man, but that right man ended up, you know, and it's like they could, because I know many people could relate.
Yes.
The thought that's the right man, and you want to make mm-hmm. things, and you want to do this, and you want to do that, and it comes to realization like, oh God, like I did it for, did I did it for him or did I did it for me? who I was really helping? And I, you know, at the end, it's like, wow.
Yes, you should think about that, and you should write that too. But for now, we have to focus on this book. Remember?
Now we focus on this.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
so thank you so much for your time today, Amelia. I will get back to you in 4 to 5 working days with another draft that you will have to review, and then hopefully the team will send us more questions, and then we'll discuss them, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.